Dear God, we thank you for all your creation.
亲爱的主，我们真是谢谢你所创造的。
And thank you for have chosen us before the creation.
真的是谢谢你在所有的一切的创造中拣选了我们。
And dear Lord Jesus, thank you for your sacrificial love.
主耶稣，真是谢谢你给我们你的牺牲的爱。
You obey God's will and willingly come to this world.
你听从父神的旨意，能够心甘情愿来到这个世上。
And you follow God's will and do the things He wanted to do, and until the death on the cross.
真是你遵循父神的旨意，遵循父神所让你做的，能够以至于死到了十字架上。
And you give us a perfect example for us to follow.
你给了我们一个完美的这个例子，让我们来遵守。
And after you resurrected, you also sent this Holy Spirit to us.
你复活以后，你也把圣灵赐给我。
And help us to walk in your way.
让能够帮助我们能够走你的路。
So let us have the fruit of the Spirit.
主啊，让我们有圣灵的果子。
Which is love, joy, peace, patience, faithfulness, goodness, and self-control.
让我们有圣灵的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔和节制。
And let us show the world that we have the God in us, and so that we can show these fruit of spirit.
让我们彰显给这个世界，因为我们里面有神的爱，所以我们能把神的果实能够让别人看见。
We pray that you, our Holy Spirit, will be with us throughout the whole this morning.
愿我们在这里祷告，求你的圣灵在我们今天一直和我们在一起。
May our worship be pleasing to you.
愿我们的敬拜得你的喜悦。
We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督名祷告，阿门。
Okay, please be seated.
大家请坐。
Time flies, and I remember I started this series and it started in July of last year.
我以前我还时间过得很快，我还记得去年七月我就开始这个讲这部分的内容。
So I don't know if you guys still remember what I said during the July of last year, but the topic I'm talking about is the how to grow the fruit of the Spirit in us.
我们不记得，大家还记得我去年讲过这个，就是我们要讲在怎样在圣灵的果子在我们里面成长。
And so I have done this. This will be my third the message of this series.
我们这次是讲了第三部分这个信息的主题。
And at the very beginning when I prepare it, and I said this will be my last of this topic.
我准备的时候本来是说这是我最后一次这个部分的内容。
But the Holy Spirit through the various messengers tell me.
但是圣灵也告诉我。
That I need to slow down.
我大概要慢一些。
And so today, I'm only going to talk about three out of the remaining four characteristics.
是我本来是想讲四个点，但是我今天就大概讲三个点。
Okay, so before we begin, why don't we read the Word of God first?
我们开始之前先读一下神的话语。
And the Bible reading we are going to do is first the Galatians chapter 5.And verse 19-25.
我们先要读的是加拉太书五章16-25节。
And the second piece is the First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24-27.
下面读的是哥林多前书九章24-27节。
Okay, why don't we read the Galatians first?
好，我们先读加拉太书。
And okay, so we can read English and the Chinese. So.Started with English, we'll go to the 19 to 25. So if you can just go to the 19. We skip the.
啊，他要读的话是英文先读啊，19节到25节。
Okay, so we started with English 19. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are sexual immorality, impurity, indecent behavior. Just verse 19. Oh, 19. Yeah. Oh. And then 20. Idolatry, witchcraft, hostility, strife, jealousy, outburst of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, factions, envy, drunkenness, crowding, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have warned you, and those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、嗔恨、嫉恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
Okay, verse 22. But the fruit of Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there's no law.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止。
Now those who belong to Christ Jesus crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let's follow the Spirit as well.
凡属灵的基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲共钉在十字架上。我们若靠圣灵得生，就靠圣灵行事。
So next is the 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24-27.
好，我们下面要读的是《哥林多前书》9章24到27。
Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. Everyone who competes in the game exercises self-control in all things, so they do not do it to obtain a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable.
岂不是在赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。凡教力争胜的，诸事都有节制，他们不过是要能坏的冠冕，我们却要得不能坏的冠冕。
Therefore, I run in such a way as not to run aimlessly. I box in such a way as to avoid hitting air. But I strictly discipline my body and make it my slave, so that I, after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified.
所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我的拳不像打空气的。我是攻克己身，叫身服我。恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
So we thank God's precious word.
我们真是感谢主赐给我们这么好的话语。
In the past two messages, I have done these, and the first in July, on July 26th of last year.
我上两讲是在7月26号，2020年。
And I covered the overview of the fruit of the Spirit and then peace and patience.
那时候讲的是整个的一个大纲，就是和平和忍耐。
And on April 11th of this year, the message also covers love, joy, and kindness.
今年四月份是讲的是喜乐、平安和良善。
Today I will cover three of the remaining four.
我今天要讲的下面就是有三点。
Which are goodness, faithfulness, and self-control.
是讲的良善、信实和节制。
And I skip the gentleness, and if God willing, I will do that in the later message.
对啊，我先不讲这个温柔，温柔下次再讲。
First, let's talk about the goodness.
而我们先要讲的是良善。
And if we can just go to the first the slide for the goodness. All right, the first thing is only God can have a true biblical goodness.
是讲良善的话，只有神是在圣经上所讲的唯一良善的。
Today we use the word good very loosely.
我们今天用这个词良善是非常松散的一个字。
But strictly speaking, goodness means moral excellence from biblical point of view.
但严格的讲，这个良善就是从圣经的角度上是完全的好的。
In that sense, only God can have true biblical goodness.
只有神是良善的。
In the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 18, Jesus said and responded to a rich young ruler this way.
在马可福音十章二十八节是这样记载的，耶稣对那个少年的妇人是这样回答的。
Because he called him a good teacher.
因为这个少年人对称呼耶稣是良善的。
And he said, why do you call me good?
耶稣回答说，为什么你称我是良善的呢？
No one is good except God alone.
除了神一位以外，再也没有良善的。
So indeed, no one is good except God alone after our fall.
是，当我们堕落以后，当人堕落以后，只有神是良善的。
But initially, when God created all things are good.
当起初的时候，神创造所一切的事情的时候，所有的东西都是好的。
Even when he created human.
当他创造人以后，他也是说好的。
It was according to his image.
是因为是随着他的形象而造的。
And after he created human, he said, it is very good.
他造了人之后，他说甚好。
That's recorded in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31.
在创世纪一章三十一节是这样记载的。
And so, God is good. God's creation is good.
所以神是良善的，神的所创造的也是好的，甚好的。
And you also may be familiar with an African church's way of meet and greet.
大家不知道熟悉不熟悉，如果是非洲人非洲美国人的教会的话，他们是怎样相互打招呼的。
And that's how they say. One said, God is good.
一个说神是良善的。
Then everybody said, all the time.
所有的人都回答是啊，永永远远。
And one says, all the time.
一个人说所有永永远远。
And then everybody respond, God is good.
所以大家就回答神是良善的。
And this is a way to remind us, everyone, that God is good in all circumstances.
所以大家提醒我们，神是良善的，不论在任何环境上，神都是良善的。
So not only God is in control when things are all good.
在一切事情都很好的时候，不但在这个情况下，神是完全控制的。
But God is in control with His goodness, even in very bad situations.
甚至在不好的时候，神在一切事情上也是控制的，也是良善
的。So look at the Joseph story.
我们看看约瑟的故事。
When his brother sold him to Egypt.
当他的弟兄们把他卖到埃及以后。
And seems to be it's an evil thing.
看上去好像是罪得胜了。
But evil cannot prevail.
但是罪不能得胜。
Because God's goodness overruled it.
因为神的美好战胜了。
So just as Joseph in the end said to his brothers,
就像约瑟对他的弟兄所说的话，
You intended to harm me.
从前你们的意思是要害我，
But God intended it for good.
但神的意思原是好的。
God prevails over evil with his goodness.
神用他的良善战胜了罪恶。
But we need to be careful about this, though.
但我们也要小心。
We don't want to think evil would become good.
我们不要在那里认为这个罪恶它本身会变成好的。
Evil never will become good.
罪不会，永远不会变成好的。
And it should be condemned.
是这个罪恶要受咒诅。
What we see here is God is the power, has the power to bring good results out of the intended evil by people.
所以我们这里看见的就是神有这样一个力量，他能够把那些人所设计的邪恶的诡计，然后变成一个美好的结果。
With that, we probably it's easier to understand the other example, which is Judas, the disciple who betrayed Jesus.
当我们这有明白这一点的话，我们就可以看见另外一个例子，就是那个犹大，他是背叛耶稣的。
So his evil should never be treated as good.
他的罪恶永远不能是认为是好的。
Because some people argue Judas did something good for Jesus.
但有人说是犹大做了一些对耶稣好的事情。
And so that's the first point.
这个是第一点。
Only God can have true biblical goodness.
因为只有神是圣经上所说的良善的。
The second point is that we manifest God's goodness when we obey God and make the choices God wants us to make.
是的，第二点就是我们神给我们这样良善的心，然后让我们能够彰显神的良善。
And that's I copied from the Awana book.
这就是我从Awana 这个书本里面这样抄来的。
So in the Bible, the perfect example is Daniel.
在圣经里有一个好的例子就是但以理。
And the goodness requires that being good and doing good one even in the most adverse situations.
这良善的事就是在想的做的都要是良善，即使这个情况是非常的困难。
So in the book of Daniel, chapter 6, and verse 3 and 4, it says that other commissioners and the satraps could find no ground of accusations of evidence of corruption in as much as he was faithful and no negligence, no corruption was to be found in him.
所以在但以理书这个六章三节到四节是这样记载的，因这但以理有美好的灵性，所以显然超乎其余的总长和总督，王又要想立他治理通国，然后那时总长和总督寻找但以理误国的把柄，为要参他，只是找不到他的错误过失，因他忠心办事，毫无错误过失。
Okay. So they set up a scheme to let the king of Persia to establish a decree that prohibit for a month praying to anyone other than the king.
所以呢，他们就设了一个计谋，让这个波斯的王呢，下了一个诏书，就是在整个月中，所有的人只能向波斯王祷告，而不能向所有的其他神祷告。
And such difficult situation, Daniel did not take an easy way out, which is just a stop praying for months.
所以即使在这样一个困难的时候，但以理也没有说他就找一个简单的路，容易的路，他说这个月我就不向我们他的神祷告。
But kept praying to God.
但是仍旧在这个月中，他还是向他的神祷告。
As a result, he was thrown into the lion's den.
所以结果上呢，他最后就被扔到这个狮子坑里面。
But God eventually kept him safe from the lions.
所以，但是呢，神最后呢，即使在狮子坑里面，神也保守他的安全。
So Daniel showed us that goodness requires to do the right things in all the situations.
所以但以理给我们看见一个例子，就是在任何困难的环境下，我们都要良善。
Including most difficult or dangerous situations.
即使在最困难、最危险的时候。
So showing goodness also sometimes requires courage.
所以看见我们看见能够有良善的话，需要这个勇气。
And willingness to pay heavy price.
也很情愿能够付出这个沉重的代价。
Another example of goodness is Abraham's sacrifice of Isaac in Genesis.
另一个良善的例子就是亚伯拉罕献以撒的故事，在创世纪是这样记载。
And both Abraham and Isaac have shown not only great faith in God, but also goodness, which is doing the right thing God wants them to do.
不但亚伯拉罕以撒能够献出能够是有这样的信心，然后就是在这样最不愿意的时候，他们也愿意做良善。
So we talk about God is faithful, we talk about some examples. Now Jesus is the supreme model of goodness of God.
我们看 刚才讲了神是良善的，也讲了其他一些例子，但我们看见耶稣就是完整的良善的神的良善的一个例子。
Peter says in Acts 10:38, he went about doing good.
彼得在使徒行传十章三十八节是这样记载的，他是这样记载耶稣，他周流四方行善事。
Jesus not only does good in the sense of miracles.
耶稣不但这样，是因为行了各样的神迹，是这样的良善。
But also he did what is right.
然后他做了很多是对的事情。
And he refused to deviate from his father's will for him.
他拒绝那些让他远离神旨意的事情。
And refused to choose an easy way out.
他也拒绝去找一条简单的路的这样。自己走掉。
Just some of the examples that the devil tempted Jesus three times through popularity, spectacular death, defying stunt, and political power.
所以就讲一个例子吧。那个魔鬼有三次这样诱惑主，他通过这个你能得世界的荣耀，你能不死，你能够有政治的力量来引诱主。
But Jesus chose the path of suffering servant and obedient son.
但是神，我们的耶稣所选择的就是做神的仆人，忠心的仆人，继续忍受。
Another example is Peter tried to persuade Jesus to avoid the suffering and the crucifixion.
第一个例子呢，就是彼得在那里就是劝耶稣不要上十字架。
But Jesus rebuked him.
但是耶稣呢，就责备了他。
So there's a more and more that we can talk about. Because time constraints, I will skip that rest.
Yeah, 我还有很多的例子要讲，我们先就跳过一些。
But he is obedient to death, as in the Philippians chapter 2, verse 8 says.
所以我们看见耶稣是在这个腓立比书二章八节是这样记载的，他存心顺服，以至于死。
So let's talk about the last point, which is how can we become good if only God is good?
我们现在要讲最后一点，就是我既然只有神是良善的，我们怎样变成良善呢？
So on our own, we cannot achieve the biblical goodness because only God is good.
那我们自己的话，我们是达不到神所说的这个属灵的良善的。
But we see Jesus has set a perfect example for us.
但是我们看耶稣。我们的耶稣他就有了这样一个美好的例子。
He has the right relationship with God and being perfectly obedient to God's will.
他是和神有一个完全的美好的关系，然后是完全的顺服神的旨意。
So to be good, we need to die to our sinful flesh.
所以要变成良善的话，我们自身的肉体的罪恶的肉身就要死去。
Let Jesus and the Holy Spirit into our heart.
让耶稣的圣灵和进入我们的身体。
So goodness is a hard thing.
所以良善是一个很难的事情。
It is not the appearance.
是一个心理的事情。
It is not the appearance of doing good things.
这不是外表上是要做好事。
So but Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 and 10 tells us.
以弗所书二章八节告诉我们
We are saved through faith, not through our good works.
我们是因信称义，而不是我们只有好行为称义。
However,
但是
it also says, originally, we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works.
是起初我们是照神的形象所造的，能够做行各样的善事。
So as we can see, by our faith and our relying on Jesus Christ,We can do good works by our nature as originally created by God.
所以大家看见，因凭着我们是耶稣，我们的信心在耶稣基督的身上，我们就能够从里面做出一个好的行为来。
So the only way for us to be good is to become a vessel of God.
所以唯一我们能做变成良善的方法，就是变成我们自己变成神的器皿。
To reflect God's goodness.And under God's reign and being perfectly obedient.
所以在神的良善下面和神的控制下面，我们就能够完全的顺服。
And only then the fruit of the goodness will appear more and more in our life.
所以只有这样，我们圣灵的果子才我们在我们生命中能够彰显出来。
Someone told a story about how goodness can become a powerful way to preach the gospel.
有人告诉我们，这个我们良善就变成了一个很强的一个力量，我们能够完全我们能够彰显传讲神的话语。
In the story, an atheist sailor spent several months with a Christian sailor on a small military ship.
所以有这样一个故事啊，在一艘船上有两个船员，一个是基督徒。一个不是。
And in the story, in all these months, the Christian sailor had never mentioned the Bible or preached the gospel in their conversations.
所以在船上的几个月，那个基督徒的水手从来也没有向那个非基督徒的水手讲过神或者是圣经。
Yet his living,
但是他的行为
being good as a witness of God's goodness,
因为他是这样的良善，他成了神的见证。
Convince the atheist sailor that God truly exists.
所以就这样子能够说服了那个不信神的那个水手，神是真的存在的。
And he said, I would have never opened the Bible.
他那个基督徒说，我从来没有打开过圣经。
But I could not resist the breathing of this man.
那个不信主的人说，他从来没有看过圣经，但是我实在是不能。否认这个人的他的人生，那个基督徒的人生。
Convince me there must be a God.
这件事情说服了我，一定有这样一位神。
So our goodness can be a powerful tool as to preach the gospel.
所以我们的这个良善，这个性格是能够成为传播神话语的一个很好的方法。
Because our mystical living can only show them not possible unless God exists.
因为我们这样一个非常好的一个生命是圣明，如果没有神的话是做不到的。
So Jesus' death on the cross and resurrection not only proves God's goodness, but also the source and the model of all goodness we can achieve.
所以耶稣的死在十字架上死和复活是不但证明神的这个良善，也是成为我们所有良善的源泉。
So let us rely on God, do what is good, what is right.
让我们信靠主信靠神能够做那些良善的事。
So that is goodness.
好，那个是良善。
Now let's talk about faithfulness.
我们下面要讲这个信实。
Awana book defines faithfulness as to follow and trust God regardless of circumstances.
这个阿瓦纳这个书里面这个讲这个信靠神的话是不论在任何情况下我们都要信靠。
And that this definition is truly closer to the definition of faith rather than faithfulness.
这个定义呢就比较相近于这个信实和信靠还是有点区别。
In fact, this characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit could mean both.
在这个我们所讲的圣灵的果子，这个信实这个上面可以有两种意思。
In the King James Version, the word used there is faith.
在钦定本里面是这样，它的信实是这个信心的意思。
So we can think of this characteristics as somewhat contain both meaning.
我们在想这个性格的话大概有两重的意思。
Faith and faithfulness.
这个是信实和信靠。
So we can think faith and faithfulness as two sides of the same thing.
我们讲这个信实和信靠自由就是像一个硬币的两个面。
The difference is your viewpoint.
这是看你的不同的看。
Faith means you depend on the object and believe in its faithfulness.
这个就是信心，就是你完全依靠这个事物。
And faithfulness is that you are dependable as you have already have faith in that person or God.
这个信实的话，就是你是是值得信任的，因为你对那个事物已经有了信心。
You cannot display the true faithfulness to someone or God if you don't have faith in that person or God.
所以你不能向别人彰显你是那值得信赖的，因为如果你没有信心的话，你是不能彰显出这个信实的这个特征。
So both faith and the faithfulness is related to the word dependable.
所以第同样的信心和信实都是有这样一个意思，就是可以信靠的。
Faith is to depend on the object.
这个信心就是靠着这个 物体。
Faithfulness is to be dependable by the object.
这个信实的话就是值得信赖的，因为被这个事物所值得信赖的。
The other important fact about the faithfulness is time.
第二个另外一点就是信实的特征，就是时间上它能够靠得住。
To be faithful, you need to display that you can be dependable for a long period of time.
所以值得信靠的话，你就是要有这样一个特征，你可以在长时间是值得信靠的。
All the time.
永远是值得信靠的。
If you only show for one single time, you are dependable, you are not truly faithful.
是，所以你只是一次可靠的话，你是说你是值得信靠的。你是靠得住的，但是你不是信实的。
Hopefully that helps you.
大家能够帮助大家。
Let's talk about the faithfulness of God and the faithfulness of Jesus, and then talk about how can we be faithful.
我们下面讲讲神是怎样信实的，耶稣是怎样信实的，然后我们是怎样变成可以信实的。
So first, God is faithful.
第一个，神是信实的。
And Sister Charlene just had a song which is a greatness, it's called the, let's see, the great is thy faithfulness.
所以我们刚才开始的时候唱了这首歌你的信实广大这首歌。
And she also lead us to read the book of Lamentations.
她也领我们读了这个耶利米哀歌。
And do you know that this song, Great is Thou Faithfulness, this special statement is coming from the book of Lamentation?
这个信实广大这首歌，它的原文就来自这个耶利米哀歌里面的这个经节。
So Jeremiah made this statement in this book.
耶利米在这里宣告。
And which records the most terrible time of Israel history.
所以耶利米的宣告就是在那个犹太人的历史上最困难的时期。
When Jerusalem had been destroyed, the temple was burned, and Israel was in exile in Babylon.
所以那个时候耶路撒冷被毁了，圣殿被焚烧了，犹太人四散逃到外邦。
Yet Jeremiah believed, even under such darkness, he saw God's faithfulness and trustworthiness.
所以但是耶利米在那个困难的时期，在那个时刻也是在这里歌唱神的信实极其广大。
So God's faithfulness is everywhere, and I think this faithfulness is most mentioned in the Bible.
所以神的信实无处不在，所以在神的信实上，圣经里记载了很多很多处。
So you can take out a lot of example, and for example, a faithfulness God to Israel people when he led them out of Egypt.
大家看见很多例子，神对以色列人是这样的信实，他带他们走出旷野。
Specific example also about the faithfulness to Abraham when he promised the son Isaac.
神是那样的信实，他也答应给亚伯拉罕一个儿子。
And the son was born in when he was 100 years old.
当亚伯拉罕100岁的时候，他得了这个儿子以撒。
So God is good. Now let's look at the Jesus.
我们看见神是信实的，我们看耶稣。
Jesus is faithful to God.
耶稣信实，是这样的信实，他以至于死。
And in book of Hebrews, in chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
在希伯来书三章五到六节。
It shows that Jesus was faithful as God's son,even more than Moses was faithful as God's servant.
所以这里看见我们看见彰显的是耶稣作为神的儿子比那个摩西作为神的仆人更加信实。
And you can see he accomplished all the tasks according to his father's will.
所以看见耶稣完成了父神的一切的旨意。
Despite all the obstacles and temptations.
不论是在有怎样的困难和这样的诱惑，他都完成了。
And as we said, he was obedient to God even unto death.
所以我们看见神耶稣遵行父神的旨意，以至于死。
So at the end, he can claim, as just he written in recorded in John chapter 17, verse 4.
所以最后，耶稣在宣告，就像在约翰福音十七章四节里面是这样记载
：I glorify you on the earth.Having accomplished the work which you have given me to do.
我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已成全了。
So I want to talk about one specific example of goodness and faithfulness.
我这里要讲一个例子，就是一个这个良善和忠心的一个例子。
And his name is Eric Little.
有一个人，他叫Eric Little 这个人。
And he is an Olympic champion.
这个 Eric Little 呢，以前是个奥林匹克赛的一个冠军。
Yeah, Eric Little was a missionary who was born in China and died at the age of 43 in China.
这 Eric Little 这个人呢，是以前是生在中国，然后43岁的时候呢，死在中国。
And buried in the city of Weifang, China.
他是在最后葬在潍坊这个中国这个城市里。
And my wife's hometown.
我的太太的这个老家。
And this picture is the monument that his monument in the city of Weifang.
所以大家看见这个是他的墓碑，是在潍坊的一个墓碑。
And there are several movies and books about his life.
有不少的这个书籍和电影是讲这个人的一生。
And the 1981 movie called The Chariots of Fire.
81年有一个电影叫做《火的战车》。
That movie was nominated for 7 Academy Awards and won 4, including the Best Picture.
所以这个电影呢，当时赢了七项这个奖项，然后有其中四个的话是最好的影片奖。
Eric's faithfulness to God is best displayed in his action at the 1924 Olympic Games in Paris.
所以Eric 这个人，他的对神的这个信实的话，是最好的彰显在1924年的巴黎的奥运会上。
His best event was 100 meter dash.
他的最好的项目呢，就是100米冲刺跑。
Yet because of the prelim was on a Sunday,
因为这个预赛是在礼拜天
，he chose not to compete.
他选择就不去。参加这个预赛
，so he lose the chance to capture the gold in his best event.
所以他就失去了这个得金牌的好最好的机会。
Yet because of his faithfulness, miracle happened.
但是因为他的信实，有这样一个奇迹发生了。
He participated in the less favored race of 400 meter.
他去参加了他不太擅长的400米的这个竞赛。
Not only he win the gold, but he break the world record.
不但他赢了那次400米的竞赛，然后他也打破了世界纪录。
And that world record remained for 12 years.
但那个世界纪录就保持了12年之久。
So Eric a little explained why he skipped the 100 prelim this way.
所以 Eric a little 他解释了为什么他跳过就不去参加这个100米的预赛。
God made countries.
神创造了国家。
God made kings and the rules.
神也高立了地上的君王和这个掌权者。
And those rules say that the Sabbath is his.
那神所立下的规矩，这个安息日是他的日子。
And I for one intend to keep it that way.
我也要遵行这个安息日。
So Eric Little followed and trusted God regardless of the circumstances.
所以看见 Eric 这个，他不论是什么环境，他都是遵循神的旨意。
So now let's talk about how can we have faithfulness.
我们看看我们怎样有这个信实。
So first we need to have faith, very strong faith in God.
第一个，我们要有一个信心啊，非常强的信心。
We need to believe that God is faithful to us all the time.
我们要相信神对我们所有的时间，他都是信实的。
If we remember this verse in the Romans chapter 8:28,
我们还记得罗马书八章二十八节是这样讲的。
And we know that God causes all things to work together for good for to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫神爱神的人得益处，就是按着他旨意被召的人。
If we truly believe this, we see God's faithfulness and we have great faith in God.
如果我们真的是相信的话，我们就看见神的信实，然后我们也能够在神里有信实。
So to be faithful, we need to use what God entrusted us and bring the best out of it.
所以有信心的话，有信实的话，我们要能够信靠神所带给我们最好的。
So just as the parable in the book of Matthew talk about the three servants, right? Chapter 25, verse 14 to 23. I'm sure that everyone knows this parable.
所以就像在马太福音25章14到23节记载的一个这些神的仆人的故事一样。
So we should be like the two of the three servants.To be good and faithful.
所以我们就要像那个三个中间的两个，我们要成为忠心又良善的仆人。
The other thing is to be faithful. We need to cultivate it from very small things first.
所以要有信实的话，我们也要从小事做起。
Just as Luke chapter 16 verse 10 says,
路加福音十六章十节是这样说的
：He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much.
十六章十节，人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心。
So even though faithful to God sounds very big and very abstract,
其实是这个信实，对神信实看上去是很大，比较不容易掌握。
It is very real and practical.
但是实际上它是现实的，是非常现实的。
We start with very little things to show our faithfulness.
我们在小事上有忠心。
In God's eye, all services are equally important.
在神的眼光中，所有的在教会的服事都是同等重要的。
So don't use our human worldly view to rank them and despise the small things.
所以不要用我们人自己的世上的眼光来评价哪个更重要。
Rather, we should show our faithfulness in all the things, especially those small things.
所以不要鄙视那些小事，我们所有的事情都是在神面前服事，都是很重要。
So one area where Chinese have room to improve is the punctuation regarding time.
一方面，我们这些一个事情上，就是中国人最需要提高的，我们需要在时间上更准时。
Be on time because God never be late for any of His activities.
所以神是从来不在任何上迟到的。
And we need to be on time for worship, on time for meetings.
我们在这里开会的时候，敬拜的时候，我们都要准时。
I'm sure I'm no better than you, but let's all encourage each other to do better.
我不知道我比你们做得更好吗？但是我们相互鼓励。
So be faithful with respect to time.
我们在这个遵循时间上也要有信实。
Another area which Christians need to work on is faithfulness regarding our marriage.
另外一点呢，就是我们要在婚姻上也要有信实。
We all know that what the Bible teaches us and asks us with respect to marriage.
我们都知道神在圣经上怎样让我们能够尊重婚姻。
But sadly, the divorce rate for Christians is no different than that of the non-Christians.
但我们看见实际上基督徒的离婚率并不比这个非基督徒的离婚率要好。
So let's encourage each other and draw the strength from God to show faithfulness to our marriage and to our spouses.
所以我们大家相互鼓励，从神那里得力量，让我们在这个婚姻上有信实。
But be gentle to those who have experienced or are currently experiencing the pain of divorce.
但我们也要对其他那些已经经过或者正在经历这个离婚的痛苦的弟兄姐妹们有温柔的心。
don't pass our own judgment and the viewpoints on those specific cases.
不要把我们自己的判断和自己的观点加在那些特殊的各样的例子上。
Faithfulness is a long-time dependable commitment.
这个信实是长久的、可靠的。
So this kind of long-term commitment also includes faithfulness to Christ our Lord.
这个长久的信实也包括我们对于我们的主耶稣是否信实。
And that means we need to be faithful to the Bible.
我们也要知道我们要对圣经这样的信实。
To the gospel.
然后 to the, 哎,然后对这个神的话语。
To the church.
对教会。
And to the ministry God has given to you.
然后也对待我们神给我们让我们做的属灵的工作。
So let us examine ourselves how committed we are regarding these areas.
让我们自己审查一下自己我们在这些方面有没有信实。
So that is faithfulness.
啊，这咱们讲的就是信实。
The last one I want to talk about is self-control.
最后我要讲的就是自制。
Hopefully I can finish by the 11:20 and because I have 10 minutes video to show you at the end.
我希望我11:20能够结束，因为我还有十分钟的这个影像要给大家看。
Self-control is very self-explanatory.
这个节制是自己这个字就很明白这个意思。
It means control yourself.
这个节制就是自己控制自己。
And that one book defines it as restraining from sinful passions and desires.
阿瓦纳伯克是这样讲的，你是要控制自己的罪恶的欲念。
That brings us back to the Galatians chapter 5, the verses we just read, 19-21.
我们就刚才看见了加拉太书的五章的十九节是讲了这些我们。
Which shows the work of the flesh.
五章加拉太书我们先所读的十九节二十节就是讲的这个肉体所做的事情。
It lists the behaviors showing that men are out of control.
他看见如果你是自己不能自制的话，它的结果就是这样子。
The uncontrolled life results in self-indulgence, sexual gratification, pride, gluttony, and others.
所以大家看见如果你自己不控制的话你就有这样的结果奸淫啊污秽淫荡啊邪术啊仇恨等等。
Self-control is the opposite of these kind of sinful behavior.
自制就是这个刚才所讲的这些性格的反面。
And that's why this is the only characteristics of the fruit of spirit that God does not need.
所以这就是神没有不需要就这一点上神需要做这是我们人要做的。
Because God does not need self-control over sinful things.
因为神不需要对这些罪恶的事情进行自制。
Because John said in the first John chapter 1 verse 5.
所以在约翰一书约翰这样说的。
God is light and in him there's no darkness at all.
神是那光，在他里面毫无黑暗。
So as we talk about all the fruit of spirit, you can see I have a pattern. First, talk about the God, and then talk about Jesus as an example, and then we talk about ourselves.
所以我们看见所讲的神的圣灵的果子的话是这样有一个规则，就是先讲神，然后讲耶稣，然后讲我们自己。
But in this area, we don't talk about God, don't talk about Jesus, we talk about ourselves.
所以在自制，但是在自制这个方面，我们不讲这个神，也不讲耶稣，我们只讲我们自己。
But the question is why Paul includes this in the list of the fruit of spirit?
这是比较奇怪的是，为什么保罗把这个自制也作为一个圣灵的果子列在那里呢？
And the reason I think it is becauseOne of the things that the Holy Spirit can help us is to enable us and empower us to control our sinful desire.
所以，但是有一点我想到，圣灵能够帮助我们，能够控制我们自己这个罪恶的 这个性格。
We know our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道我们的身体是圣灵的殿。
And we need to control it in a way that the Holy Spirit can take the full residency in us.
我们要控制我们自己的肉体，然后我们的圣灵就在我们身体里面作王。
Once the Holy Spirit controls us, it provides the power to defeat all the evil desires and actions.
一旦我们的圣灵住在我们的里面，完全掌控的话，就给了我们这样一个力量，我们能够抵挡这些邪恶。
Brother Andrews once used the house as an example.
我们这有个 Andrew 弟兄，这个 Andrew 弟兄这样讲过一个故事，把这个屋子作为一个例子。
And he illustrated this point this way.
他这样告诉我们这样一个例子。
When Jesus moved into a house, are there any rooms that have locks preventing him to get in?
他这样讲的，当耶稣基督进入我们这个屋子的身体的屋子的话，我们里面还有没有一些房间还关起来，不让圣灵耶稣基督进来？
So self-control is to control ourselves so that we have all the doors open.
自治就是这样，我们要控制自己，让我们里面所有的心理里面的门能够打开。
So the Holy Spirit and Jesus can come in and be in our body.
所以基督耶稣和圣灵能够进来我们的里面。
So self-control is not control. Use your own power to defeat the evil things.
所以自治并不是说用你自己的力量来抵挡这个罪恶。
And you control yourself so that yourself is wide open to Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
要做的就是能够让你自己能够完全的对耶稣基督和圣灵能够打开。
So, let's look at some examples of the self-control.
我们看看一些自治的一些例子。
As we said in the, verse 19 of chapter 5, the top on the list is the sexual desires.
我们看见一些罪恶的罪一些例那些那长长的单子里面，第一点就是奸淫。
And in this area, we can find the positive example and negative examples in the Bible.
我们也看见这个在圣经上有这个好的例子，也有不好的例子。
And as a positive example, Joseph again is the perfect example.
那最好的例子就是约瑟，他就是在奸淫上有最好的见证。
Yet the negative example is David.
这个反面的例子就看见大卫。
And I think we all know and familiar with these stories. I just leave it right here.
我们都很熟悉这样的故事，我这里就举个这个例子。
And of course, self-control, there's other areas for us to do the self-control as is listed in the verses.
我们也刚才那些罪恶的例子那些点里面，我们也就有其他的方面。
For example, food.
有一个例子就是这个食物
temper, attitude toward others, time and tongues, etc.
是啊，其他的一些不好的罪恶，我们也有很多的例子。
I'm sure each of us have some area to work on.
我们也知道，我们每一位都有一些点，都可以让我们有一些提高，有一些改进。
And it is not just for some group of people, and you need to work on self-control.
不是说有些人需要做一些自制的改进。
Someone say, "Oh, teenagers, you need to have self-control."
或者有人就说啊，年轻人啊，你们要自己要自制啊，要控制啊。
But we don't have time to talk about. But Bible says self-control is needed for all different group of people.
所以圣经上是讲的，不论你是年老的年少，任何人都有要自制，在某点上要改进。
So for me, food is one of the top area for self-control.
我也是，因为我的做的比较不好的就是这个在吃东西上有没有自制。
For several years, my doctor has told me to control my diet to reduce the intake of salt.
很多年，我的医生就让我控制一下我们吃进去的盐的含量。
The reason is that my bad cholesterol is high, and I have been at the borderline high blood pressure for years.
Yeah, 我的这指标里面呢，就是这个不好的。 这个胆固醇呢就比较高，所以我差不多就在这个高血压的边界上。
Before this year, I had always failed to control myself, and the result was the worsening of the situation.
这今年开始的时候，我的情况我自己控制的不好，我的结果是越来越差了。
And during this year's annual visit, my doctor said to me,
今年的年检，我的医生对我说，
Since your diet had failed to yield the result, you need to seriously consider taking the blood pressure lowering drug to control it.
Yeah, 因为你自己的饮食上控制不住你自己，所以你要吃点药来控制你的血压。
And that's when I really seriously thought about how to follow doctor's advice.
这样的话，我才能严肃地考虑我怎样能够遵循医生的旨意，遵循医生的建议。
And that's again, it's a faith.
这也是一个信靠。
Probably I doubt my doctor's advice is truthful, I guess.
我常常以前怀疑这个医生给我讲的话是不是真的。
I trust myself.
我自己更觉得我自己是值得信靠。
But because of this, and so I decide I need to follow strictly to the diet.
因为这个事情发生了以后，我就是真的下定决心，我要控制我的饮食。
To show that I also even bought a book, and if you can show, it's called 30 Days to Normal Blood Pressure Control, No Pressure Solution.
我就买了本书，这本书的名字呢，就是30天。
Very catching.
对，自然血压控制法，毫无压力的结果。 结局，毫无压力的办法，毫无压力的。The reason
I bought this book is because it's written by a Christian. Christian doctor.
原因我买这本书的原因是因为这个书是一个基督徒的医生所写的。But
after I read the whole book, it really helped me to understand the why behind my doctor's advice.
读了这本书之后，真的是让我明白这个我的这个医生给我建议的背后的原因。You
know, when you go to doctor, doctor never explain the why behind it. It just says do this, do that. Helps you.
你去看医生的话，往往这个医生并不解释他给你的建议背后的原因，他只是告诉你你要做这个做那个。Because
they don't have the time to talk to you in long hours, and you are not afford to pay the bill that way.
Yeah, 他没有很长的时间能够让你解释你最后是为什么，你也没有付足够的钱让他们解释。So
I started to seriously consider, and when I now when I buy food, I truly pay attention to the label on the food, and which food has high salt and which one is low salt.
所以现在开始，我就是吃这个食物的时候，买食物的时候，我真是看看仔细看看其中的里面的成分，哪些是盐很高的，哪些盐低的。And
I started to eat a lot of vegetables and started pay attention to and also I stopped drinking coffee.
是，我也吃了很多的水果，我也不喝咖啡了。And
in the past, before I standing here, I always drink a cup of coffee.
以前的话，我在这上台之前，我都是站在这儿。This brother can tell because he
provide me with a cup of coffee all the time.
我常常是喝很多咖啡的，所以是。But
since last month, I stopped that and never to drink coffee anymore.
是，去上个月以后，我就不喝咖啡了。Even
under the temptation of this 3 months free coffee from banana bread.
那个店 Panella Bread 有这个是三个月免费咖啡的这个诱惑，我也拒绝了。So
we also earlier we read about the First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 24 and 27.
我们刚开始的时候是哥林多前书9章24节到27节也念过。
Paul used athletes as an example of self-control.
保罗用这个啊，这个浸泡，这个运动员作为一个自治的一个例子。
So we already read the whole passage, but I just want to say, everyone who competes in the game exercises self-control in all things.
好，在岂不知在赛跑上跑的，凡较力争胜的，诸事都有节制。
So everyone who competes in the game exercises self-control in all things.
每个人在竞技场上的都是有节制的。
So we all know this week is special because the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Game is on.
我们知道这周是比较特殊的，因为2020年的东京奥运会正在举行。
And this past Friday was the opening ceremony of the one-year delayed Olympics.
是啊，上一周的礼拜五就是一年晚了一年的这个奥林匹克运动会。
Nowadays, everyone is focused on the Olympics. I don't know if you have watched the Olympic game, opening ceremony, and all these sports.
大家现在的都很注意这个奥林匹克运动会，我不知道大家有没有看这个开幕式。
And this is the ultimate stage for all the athletes.
所有的运动员到奥林匹克运动会上去竞技是最高的荣誉。
But before going there,
去奥运会之前
，Each athlete trains hard with rigid schedule.
每一个运动员都是按照严格的这个严格的方法来训练。
They need to exercise the ultimate self-control on the food, on their schedule, time, sleep, and etc.
所以他们要完全的自制，就是不论在食品上，或者是作息上，还有这个时间上，都要完全的自制。
Here, I want you to pay a special attention to a 21-year-old athlete.
好，我们大家看看有这样一个例子，有这样一个特别的人，他就21岁的一个运动员。
The women's 400 hurdler, Sydney McLaughlin.
这个是400米接力赛的这个人叫 Sydney McLaughlin.
Who just broke the world record in 51.9 seconds.
所以他打破了奥林匹克的这个记录，在这个预赛中。
I just found out last week that probably 2 weeks ago that she is a Christian.
两周前我发现她是个基督徒。
And this is what she said after the world record performance.
得了有这个破了世界纪录以后，她这样讲。
My faith was being tested all week.
我的信心在整个一周中都受试验。
From bad practice to 3/4 starts delay, etc.
不但是这个训练有一些问题，而且我有三次都是晚跑了。
I just kept hearing God says, "Just focus on me."
我不停地听见神对我说话，注目在我身上。
It was the best race plan I could have ever assembled.
这个是最好的一个这个是我所能想到的是最好的一个计划。
I no longer run for self-recognition.
我不再为自己荣耀自己来跑了。
But to reflect His perfect will.
然后我做的就是彰显神最好的计划。
I don't deserve anything.
我不配得任何的荣耀。
But by grace through faith, Jesus has given me everything.
因为有这样的信靠和这样的恩典，耶稣给了我最好的一切。
Records come and go.
这些记录来了又走了。
The glory of God is eternal.
神的荣耀是永远的。
Thank you, Father.
谢谢主。
So I'm sure Sydney knows how to train, how to be self-controlled in order to win the race.
我想这个 Sydney 的话，他应该知道怎样自制能够来赢得这个竞赛。
So I just want to leave this whole message here at this point.
我今天的整个的这个信息就讲到这里。
I just want to have everybody to watch this about the 10 minutes, basically about her race,
her
press conference. And then hold face sharing about 7 minutes. And then I come back and do the closing prayer.
Yeah, 我是希望大家能够一起来看他的这个过程，他的宣告，还有他的这个竞赛，然后的话，最后我们再来做结束的祷告。
but I never really had a relationship with Christ. And even more, I always knew God was present in my life, but I never really had a relationship with Jesus. And I want people like, I'm literally just now processing the fact that we all know God is almighty and He is the creator of everything, but you cannot have a relationship with God without having a relationship with Jesus. And for so long, I couldn't comprehend that. But you have to understand why Jesus came, to understand why we cannot have a relationship with God without Him. And so, just a quick backstory overview. When Adam and Eve committed the first sin by the Garden of Eden, that separated us from God. God is so clean and holy that He can no longer be in our presence because we are now dirty and sinful. Jesus coming paid the price so that we can now be back in relationship with God. Jesus dying on the cross is the epitome of what love is. Love is not a feeling, love is not a fancy dinner, love is not posting on Instagram. Love is Jesus. Simple as that. And it wasn't until a few days ago that I really understood and recognized just how amazing Jesus is, and waking up every morning realizing that the goal of my life is to glorify Him in everything that I do and to be more like Him every single day when I wake up. When you die, when you are baptized, your old self dies. The sin that you guys knew before is gone. That's why Scripture says, no longer I, but Christ in me. Jesus now lives inside me. When I was baptized, I died and was raised again to Him to new life. I am a new creation. The reason I have so much joy is number one because Jesus is the Word of God. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And every single day now, with the mindset of waking up, understanding number one, nobody owes me anything. I have everything that I need in Christ. That's first and foremost. And second of all, the goal of my life is to become more like Jesus. There is so much joy in that. There is so much joy in that. Because nothing else matters. The things in this world, social media, drama, it doesn't matter anymore because I'm trying to emulate a life worthy of glorifying God. That is the whole point of my life. Why I run, why I speak, why I act good. And I think Colossians 3 for me really hit home these past couple of days just because I feel like I wasn't really comprehending. Like, I put the old sin to death. And I'm now called to walk in the new creation that I am. You, like, when you get baptized, you have to leave that life behind you. That life is dead and gone. You are now embraced in the new creation in Christ. And just understanding that mindset of all of those things from my past life are washed away, they do not exist anymore, they do not hold me captive. There is so much peace in that. And, you know, there's always going to be things that come my way, but just understanding, like, Jesus has already won. Like, nothing can, it doesn't matter. It does not matter because He already won. He came and He conquered this earth. He died. He rose again. And one day He's coming back to clean the shirt. Simple as that. Another thing I think I do really process, I, like a lot of people, and I'm doing this, I'm baptized with being able to just being back in relationship with God and go to heaven. That's the truth. The reality is, now that I understand this more, Jesus did not die because I'm a good person. Like, I'm not saved because I'm a good person or because I deserve it or because I didn't do some things that other people have done. I don't deserve it. Simple as that. The littlest sin is still a sin. In God's book, all sin is weighed the same. Whether you lie or you murder somebody, it is exactly the same in God's book. So, for me to finally, like, understand and comprehend, like, this is a gift. To be known by Him, to be chosen by Him, like, it just makes life worth so much more, if that makes sense. Okay, where am I going wrong with this? I just need so much. I don't know where I'm going. I'm just going. Like, I just think it's so amazing to finally understand Jesus. I can understand who He is and what He stands for. And to understand every single day when I wake up that the goal is to be like there's so much joy in that. Reading the word, there's so much joy in that. Understanding that nobody owes me a thing, there's so much joy in that. Like, because then it makes life so simple. Like, social media doesn't matter, money doesn't matter, guys don't matter. Like, I don't know. But like, guys don't matter. It makes life so much simpler when you understand your purpose for life. And you can only understand your purpose for life and who you are in Christ. Simple as that.
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, dear Jesus, thank you.
我们亲爱的天父，我们的主耶稣，谢谢你。
And everything comes from you.
每一件事都从你来。
So let us become a vessel.
让我们成为你的器皿。
And a vessel to manifest your goodness.
让我们成为一个器皿，能够彰显你的好。 良善,
your faithfulness,
你的信实,
and let the Holy Spirit help us to control ourselves.
让我们的圣灵能够控制我们自己,
and may your glory be the glory that everyone will proclaim.
愿你的荣耀,
all glory to you.
我们所有的荣耀都是归于你的,
just as Cindy said, one, we have Jesus in us.
就像是你刚才说的，耶稣里在我们里面，
everything becomes so simple.
每件事都变成这样的简单。
Let us live a simple life.
让我们过一个简单的生活。
The life to glorify God.
能够荣耀主的生活。
May you bless us.
愿你祝福我们。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.